the pencil is just like, you're teaching, Scott. I always come back and say that I highly grade mindfulness of the breath.
Right.
And did y'all have a statement on that? I'm very open, but this is the one thing that you
encourage. Whenever he gave, when I sat here and praised it, it's sort of like, that's what's worked for me.
Mm.
And I can't sort of give a lot of, I dabble with just about everything, just to sort of see, but in terms of where my kind of core practice is and what, that's so I have to speak from my experience. Mm-hmm. Other people have to figure out what their core practice is. But as a child, I always would come back to the breath. Not as detailed as, say, the Nikon Sati Sutta, which I tend to kind of rely on. But he had a very different experience and skill. It was such a beer. He's assumed to have psychic powers and know the minds of others. As a child, he would sit down and pay attention to the breath. By the time he'd start paying attention to the in-breath, by the time he was on the out-breath, he was already in China. So he didn't teach a whole lot of heat. Now, I think it was really curious to him that we wanted so much instruction. What's the big deal? That's all you have to do is just take your breath. But his would call in breath was, and he really, that's what he used to teach a lot.